Hey girl, welcome to Fearless and Unleashed, where we'll learn tips and tricks to live our best life. We are leaving fear behind, ladies, reaching our goals, having some fun while being authentically us. I'm Jeanette Sachs. I'm a mama of three beautiful girls, married to my best friend. I'm a wellness coach and entrepreneur. I'm all about living fearlessly, going after those scary business goals, getting fit while eating ice cream, and simplifying life. I believe when we get out of our own way, we become the best versions of ourselves. So get ready, girl, because we're about to change your life.
I'm really excited to talk about today's topic, which is, are you getting in your own way and how do you stop self-sabotaging? We all did this, right? So I'm really excited to give you guys just some different things to look out for to see if you are standing in your own way. And then how do you stop that behavior? We're going to get into that. But first, I want to give you guys an update. We are going to be following a new schedule for the podcast. So instead of the Tuesday and Friday episode, we are going to be dropping one episode a week. That is going to be on Tuesday. So make sure that you guys are aware of that. Make sure you follow the podcast. That way, every time that I upload an episode, you're automatically notified so you can come listen to it. I'm really excited to try this new schedule. Anytime that I have any bonus episodes, those will go up as well. But I'm really excited for this new schedule because there's so many things that are in the works. And so keep an eye out for Tuesday's episodes. All right, let's get into it. So let's talk about getting in our own way. How many times do we self-sabotage that way, right? We have all these goals, we have all these things that we want to do, but then we don't do them. And it's not the circumstances, it's not our lives, it's not other people getting in our way or preventing us from doing it. It really is us. We stand in our own way. And so I think that everybody that I know, including myself, has had seasons of this where you make a goal and you don't go after it. And for whatever reasons, you're standing in your own way. And so I wanted to give you some signs to look out for to see if this is you, because a lot of times we may not even notice it. We actually convince ourselves that we can't do these things and we tell ourselves stories and excuses. And before you know it, so much time passes and you never did the thing or even tried to do it. And it's really because you are getting in your own way. So let's go into, I'm going to give you 7 signs to look for. Number one is your thoughts affect your action. How many times have you had a day where you're like, okay, tomorrow I'm going to get up and do this, this, and that because I need to work on this project. And then you get up and you don't do anything because you're not feeling it, right? You have your thoughts getting in the way. And this could look like you telling yourself you're not good enough, you telling yourself you don't have the skills to do it, you don't have the experience, who are you to do this thing, right? It's those negative thoughts that we don't take control of that can have a spiral. And before we even figure out that it's our thoughts, we just go along with them. I just want to say before I continue, I'm still sick, you guys. So my voice sounds really funny. So if it sounds funny to you, that's what it is. I'm really trying to push through. It's horrible when you get sick and you're like almost about to lose your voice, but your job is your voice. Yeah, it's been interesting. But anyways, let's talk about number two. The second sign that you want to look for is you're waiting for the perfect time. I'll do this when all the stars align. I'll do this when I have more time and my kids don't need me as much. I'll do this when I'm able to leave my 9-to-5 job. I'll do this when this, this, and that, right? And if you think about your life, just think about the last 10 years or even the last 5 years. You can even think about the last 30 days. Has your life slowed down? Have you had opportunities to leave a 9-to-5 job? Or is the business you're trying to start on the side going to be the answer for you to leave the 9-to-5 job? As your kids grow up, do they need you less? You know, maybe they won't need you as much when they were babies, but honestly, my kids are teenagers and adults, and my adult one can do stuff because she drives, but my other two, I have to be everywhere. I was just telling them the other day, they make plans, they sign up for things, and then I'm like, oh, we're doing that because I'm the ride, me or their dad, you know? So like, we're constantly busy, especially this time of year. We are constantly busy because of them. Like, we have a lot going on, but they have a lot going on, and they sign up for things, and a lot of times. I was laughing. I saw this on Instagram the other day where all the parents were talking about how our kids sign up for things and make plans with friends to be at certain locations, but they never drive. They don't work, so they don't have money, and they just make plans. And then what happens? We have to figure out how they're going to get there and have the money to do whatever it is that they signed up for, right? That is actually true. That is teenagers for you. And so as your kids grow, you don't necessarily are going to just all of a sudden have your time back. Maybe when they're adults and out of the house. But honestly, like as teenagers, I'm constantly busy with their things too. There's constantly stuff that needs to happen in the house for them as well. And so the thought of I'll do this when my kids grow up, that's just not realistic. And also you have to think about if you have a goal and say, for example, your goal is I want to start this side business that's going to help me earn the income that I need so that I can leave my 9-to-5 job. You not starting that business and waiting for your kids to grow up means that you're willing to stay stuck in that job that you hate for years and years. Even what, a decade, 2 decades until they're adults, you're going to be stuck there for a long time. That is a long time when you can easily do it right along raising your kids. You can figure out a schedule that works for you, some time that you can use for it instead of waiting so many years to do it. And so sometimes we get stuck in the waiting for the perfect time. We're waiting for us to have more time. We're not going to not have our job, right? The 9-to-5 job, because we need that to pay bills. We're not going to make sure that nothing comes up. I mean, things come up all the time. Life changes in an instant. Emergencies happen. And so waiting around for the perfect time is just honestly not realistic. There is no perfect time. The perfect time is what you make of it. It's looking at what you have going on and going, okay, here is where I can squeeze this in. And then when the seasons change and something else happens and your schedule changes, you adjust. That is how people get things done. So if that's one that you're telling yourself, just remember there is no perfect time. All you're doing is wasting time waiting for the perfect time. Number 3 is you are procrastinating. This is so easy for all of us to do. We procrastinate all the time. We go and we do the things that are easy instead of doing the things that are hard. We make excuses all the time. We're sitting here thinking like, oh, I'll get to it. And then we don't. And it's usually the things that are going to help us move forward in life, the things that are going to get us closer to achieving the goals. Those are the things that we tend to procrastinate. We tend to do the easy things that we're used to. And those are usually the ones that are not going to challenge us to grow. Those are not the ones that are going to help us get there. So if you are someone who's procrastinating, I would strongly encourage that you notice it and you stop doing it. Number 4 is that you expect the worst, right? This is a way that we protect ourselves. This is how we think about it, is like we expect the worst and then we scare ourselves so that we don't even try. Or we tell ourselves like, oh, that'll never work because, and we think all these negative things. And it's kind of like an excuse that we give ourselves so that we don't continue because no, this is scary. This is going to be horrible. And so you have to go into it and you can't expect the worst out of things because you know what? If that's what you're expecting, that's probably what you're going to get. So go into it with a positive mindset. Don't go into it just expecting the worst. Number 5 is you set unrealistic goals. This is very common. I see it every time that I work with others. We go and we set these unrealistic expectations. A lot of times it's because we're looking at people on social media lying to us, telling us that we can make $1 million if we do this. And we set these unrealistic expectations in our business, in our lives, in everything. If you think about it, the beauty standard, the diet culture, everything are such unrealistic goals that it makes it really hard and impossible in some cases to achieve because they're just not realistic. You can't get there like that. And so you have to sit down by yourself with a coach and really somebody that's going to help walk you through what it is you want to do for your life and set realistic goals. You also have to take a look at your life, the time that you have available, because a lot of people make goals based on what they see others doing in that industry, but they don't realize that these people have teams of 10 people helping them with their content creation and managing all the things. And they don't realize that maybe they don't have kids, or it's a 20-year-old that has all the time in the world and she has no kids. They don't realize all the other things that allow people to do what they're doing. And if you're a mom with 3 kids, 3 small kids and a job, and you're trying to figure out how to do things on the side, what they do is not something that you're going to be able to do because you don't have the time to do it. You have other people that you're taking care of as well. So your plan has to look very different. Your goals have to look very different. It doesn't mean that you can't get there. It just means that how you're going to do it is different. And so when people set unrealistic goals, when they start working towards them, they burn out very quickly because they start feeling like, I can't do this. I don't even have the time to do this. And so make sure that you are setting realistic goals and realistic expectations of yourself. Number 6 is that you choose the easier path versus the harder one that requires work. We kind of talked about this when we talked about procrastinating. Sometimes we do the easy things, right? Instead of the hard things. You have to remember. I heard a quote the other day. I'm trying to remember it. It said something like, Your dreams are going to be the hardest thing that you have to work for. It is not going to be easy. And that is so true. The things that are extremely important to you, the things that are going to change your life completely, the things that you are going to be like, wow, I'm looking back and I'm not the same person. Those things are the hardest, most difficult, challenging, emotional things that you're ever going to do. They're going to completely change your life, and they're definitely going to require you to show up. Even in the beginning, when you're not who you're supposed to be to continue to achieve these things, you have to pretend. You know that saying, fake it till you make it? You have to fake that you're that type of person that is motivated and committed and disciplined enough to show up and do the hard work. This doesn't mean that you fake that you're living a certain lifestyle that you're not. This means more in the sense of, I have to be a disciplined person that shows up. I have to be someone that does what she says she's gonna do. I'm gonna be the type of person that makes no excuses. I'm not going to waste my time on scrolling social media. I'm actually gonna sit down and work. I'm going to have great work ethic. If you don't feel like that's you, you have to show up like her. And eventually, the more you do it, you'll become her. But your goals, the things that are going to change your life, are going to be the things that challenge you the most. They're going to be the things that make you super uncomfortable. They're going to be the hardest things that you ever do. But man, they're going to be so rewarding. So make sure that you're choosing the harder path. Okay, the path that's going to change your life is not always easy. And you have to be okay with going into it going, I know this is going to be hard, but I'm ready. I'm ready for the work. I'm ready for the challenge. I'm ready to figure out what obstacles come my way and how to break them down. This is what separates people who actually do something major in their lives and people that don't. It really is. If it's too hard or even a bit challenging that makes them even a bit uncomfortable, they quit. They don't want it. It's not a good feeling. Hey, it's not a good feeling for everybody, but those that are able to lean into that feeling and go, okay, it's hard, but I got this. Those are the ones that actually do it, while the other ones are sitting there stuck, miserable in life, making excuses, playing the poor me card, all of those things, but it's because they're not willing to get uncomfortable and do hard things. And my last one, number 7, is you make excuses or you blame others or you blame circumstances, things that come up in life for the reason that you're not moving forward, right? This kind of goes with number 6, not choosing to do the hard things. When things get hard, we tend to go, yeah, but I couldn't do it because I have kids. I couldn't do it because my husband doesn't help me with the house and the kids, and so I never have time. I couldn't do it because I'm always doing this for others. I couldn't do it because I just don't have the time. I have my job. We make so many excuses. And I'm not saying that some of these are not valid. I understand some of us are going to have bigger challenges than the others. But I want you to think in general, in the entire world, you can't tell yourself that you're the only one that has these challenges. There are millions, if not billions, of people who have worse circumstances. And this is what I try to remind myself whenever I'm getting into a poor me mood, is get it together. You have millions and billions of people who have it worse than you. You have millions and billions of people who are struggling harder than you, who are dealing with things that you aren't even close to dealing with, and they still push through. They have gotten up from worse circumstances than the ones you've ever been in. If they can do it, you can do it too. And so I try to remember that. I try to remember that always, because if I don't, then all of a sudden, I'm my biggest problem in the world. You know, like, my problems are bigger than anyone else could ever know. And these are just excuses that we try to tell ourselves so that we can feel good about not trying, about giving up. I've always been the type of person, the type of coach that is more of tough love type. And I do that to myself. I've done that to my clients. Don't let this scare you. I'm super nice and realistic. Obviously, I hope you know that by listening to the podcast. But I'm also going to push you out of your comfort because I know that's where you're going to excel. And so for me, we have to hear the truth, because if we lie to ourselves, that just gets us nowhere. You have to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and not break yourself down, right? You don't want to be sitting there talking down on yourself, but this is more just being real with yourself, calling yourself out. It really shouldn't take for your spouse, your friend, your coach, your mentor to call you out. You should be able to look in the mirror and go, okay, yesterday you didn't do anything because of all these excuses. Remember, they're just excuses. You need to show up. Here is your list of things you're going to do. Go do them, no matter what comes up, right? And so you have to call yourself out in order for you and your conscience to just learn how to overcome these excuses. And one day you're not going to be giving yourself those excuses. If you fail that day, it's because of certain reasons. You're going to see it, understand it, and you're going to move forward and not do it again the next day. And you continue to grow. But we need to stop with the excuses. We need to take accountability for ourselves. We need to stop blaming others or blaming life, because life is going to happen no matter what. We can't control it. The only thing you can control is how you react to it. So you're like, okay, that's great. Yeah, I'm doing all of these things. So what do I do? So I'm going to give you 7 things that you can do to help you stop this behavior. Okay. Number one is to take action. Taking action is the answer for everything. Just remember that no matter what is going on in your life, no matter what the action is, big or small, taking a step forward does wonders for your life. It doesn't mean that one step is going to completely change your life, but you are setting the foundation and moving forward, even during difficult times, even when your mindset's not in it, it does something to you. It proves to you that you can move forward when things are hard. You get a sense of accomplishment that you're actually moving forward. So anytime you are in doubt, take action. Number 2 is to work on your mindset. You guys, we can't reach this life that we want, these goals, these big dreams, with a negative mindset. It doesn't work that way. You're never going to be able to achieve what you achieve by beating yourself up and having negative thoughts. You have to work on your mindset every single day. I would encourage you guys to listen to podcasts like this, get some personal development books, sharpen your skills when it comes to your mindset and your thoughts. Learn about how your brain works and how it can trick you so that you know how to overcome it. Learn about being the type of person that is disciplined, that can face challenges and overcome them. Like, you have to be the type of person that works on yourself every single day, because you're the one that has to face all these things and has to do the work in order to achieve it. So make sure you're working on your mindset. A strong mindset can overcome any challenge. I promise you that. Number 3 is to surround yourself with other go-getters. You can achieve great things by hanging out with people with no vision, no goals, who are accepting a mediocre life. And I don't mean this in an offensive way. Everybody gets to choose what kind of life they want to live and what they want to work towards. If you don't like your circumstance, you have the option to try to change it. There's a million options nowadays, especially with how we can create businesses online, how we can make money online. I mean, the options are endless. And so if you're the type of person that's like, listen, I'm going to change my life, I'm going to change my circumstances, I don't care how long it takes, you have to surround yourself with other people that think that way. Because if you are hanging out with people that don't have ambition, that don't have faith that they can change their lives, that are just poor me, full of excuses, and they're actually living in the 7 things that I told you are signs that you're getting in your own way, if they're just living there and not spending time here on trying to find solutions to move forward, they're going to be stuck there and you're going to be stuck there. That's not motivating. It is not motivating hanging out with people who don't have a drive to accomplish their goals. It's not. It's kind of like you trying to work out and lose 20 pounds and you go into the year with your best friend who's like, okay, I'll do it with you. But then she starts giving up the first week of January. Are you going to be motivated to continue? No, she was supposed to be your accountability partner. You're probably going to give up too. It's going to be easier for her to convince you to quit than for you to motivate her to do it. So you have to find people who are on the same path as you, people who are driven and are going after something and are learning these skills and can share knowledge with you. And so make sure you're taking a look at who you're surrounding yourself with. Number 4 is to have a clear plan of what you're working towards. That means that the steps that you're going to take every single day are very clear. You're going to wake up with a plan. You're not going to sit there on a Monday morning going, okay, what do I do? No, you should have a step-by-step plan already written out in detail of what you need to do each day that you sit down to work to reach the goal. If you don't have a plan that's clear, if you don't know the direction that you're going towards, how are you going to get there? It's kind of like you're just walking blind if you don't know the direction. So you have to have a plan and stick to it every single day. Number 5 is to connect with your why, the purpose that you're meant for. Why did you even start this? Why is it important to go after this? How is it going to change your life? Envision that person, envision yourself living that life when you reach the goal. How is that going to impact you? How is it going to impact your family, your children, children, your relationship with your spouse, what are you going to be able to do for others, the community, how is your work going to impact other people's lives? You have to think about the bigger picture and be really connected with your why, or else it's not going to be motivating. When things get hard, if you don't have a huge, big purpose that lights your fire inside, you're not going to show up for it. So you have to be connected with your why. Number six is to have non-negotiables of a few things that you're going to do every single day to get closer to your goal, and do not skip them no matter what. This means you have a goal. This is what you're working towards. This is what your plan looks like every single day. There should be things on that list that are 100% non-negotiables. No matter what goes on in your day, you are going to show up and do those things. I'll give you an example. This podcast, forever since I launched the podcast years ago, I said I was going to do 2 episodes a week, Tuesdays and Fridays. There have been times where I didn't have anything recorded, where I couldn't get to my space to record, something was going on in life, where I had to figure it out. And guess what? I would drive in my car, go park by the beach somewhere, and I would record on my phone. Not on my mic or my space that I record in or anything. I would literally record an episode for you guys on my phone because I could get away for 15, 30 minutes to go record this episode and then come back and get on with my day and everything that was going on in life. But finding an excuse or saying, I could have easily been like, okay, yeah, no, I just can't record. I don't have access to the space and I can't work and I can't do this. There's a million things that were actually legit excuses, but I still figured out a way, right? There's been times that I've been sick. I'm sick right now, but there's been times that I've been really, really sick, worse than I am now. And I still showed up, recorded my 2 episodes a week because that was a commitment. That was a non-negotiable that I did when I launched this podcast. And so you have to have non-negotiables. And that means that no matter what goes on in life, you're either going to prep before whatever's coming up that you know is going to prevent you from doing the things, or you're going to just show up no matter what and figure it out. You're going to take action no matter what. And what's going to happen when you have these non-negotiables, they're going to become very normal to you. You're going to do them automatically no matter what. And that is how you're training yourself to be disciplined. And these non-negotiables, once they become very normal, something that you know for sure you're not going to skip, then you maybe change them to something else that you know you have to do that has to be a non-negotiable. And then you try to implement those and get used to doing those. For me, an easy one that I can give you an example of also was fitness. I was not the type of person that liked working out before I became a coach. I struggled with my health and fitness forever. And when I became a coach and I started working out and I started working with women who were also trying to better their health, working out became a non-negotiable. I knew that in order for me to be healthy, I had to eat better and I had to move my body. And so even though I didn't like it at first, I made it a non-negotiable. I followed a calendar. My calendar had rest days and I stuck to my calendar exactly how it was written because I was trying to become consistent at it and I wanted to have discipline around it. And guess what happened? The more I did it, even though I didn't want to because it was a non-negotiable and it didn't matter if I couldn't do it in the morning, I was over there after dinner getting in my workout because I said I will not skip it. And it became second nature. Like I don't even think about it now. Now I just put on my workout clothes and I go work out. I know exactly what's happening that day and what I'm doing and I don't skip it. I take my rest days, I do all the things, and I absolutely love it now. But it took for me to make it a non-negotiable in order for it to be something that I do easily without even thinking about it on a daily basis. And number 7, my last one, is to learn how to control your thoughts. Okay, you have to do this. This is going to help with mindset as you're adding in mindset work. This is also going to help you control your thoughts. But if you can figure out why you have the thoughts that you're having, journal out the thoughts, and then figure out what makes you feel that way, you're going to be able to work on this. When we figure out why we think something, we're able to find solutions and we're able to change that thought process. So if I have a thought that's like, okay, well, oh, you just don't have the skills to be able to do this, this, and that you're trying to do, what I'm going to do is, now that I know that this thought that stops me when I'm trying to work towards my goal, and it's because I feel like I don't have the skills, I'm going to map out what skills am I lacking? What is it that's making me feel that way? And once I figure out what skills I feel I don't have or I'm lacking in, I am now going to train in those skills. I'm going to learn those skills. I'm going to practice and practice and practice until I get good. And all of a sudden that thought doesn't come up anymore because I addressed it. I always said, we can't control our thoughts, all like that. Our thoughts are going to come up no matter what, but we can learn to get to know them and control what we do after them. That you can control. So when I say control your thoughts, that is what I mean. They're going to come up no matter what. You just have to be able to interpret them correctly and then take action correctly. Anything in life, you guys, that comes up, it's never what comes up. It's never how hard the thing is or who does what or what life challenges come your way. It's always, how are you going to react to it? What action are you going to take after that comes up? That is what determines your success. And I want to repeat this before I let you go. Just keep in mind this one phrase here. Just do it. Take action, action, action. Even imperfect action will help you. You don't have to do things perfectly to see results. You don't have to be perfect at everything to move forward. Just get used to taking action no matter what. Whether you're ready or not, just take action. And you're going to see how that builds up to you changing your life. All right, friend, that is what I have for you today. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, please share it with someone that you know, because we all have goals, whether they are business goals, life goals, personal goals. Everybody has some type of goals, and we all kind of struggle with this, and we can work on it every single day to get better. So there's probably somebody close to you that is struggling with this. So share this episode, send it to them directly through a text, or take a screenshot of it and post it on your social media. But let's try to help people overcome this stuff so that people can start changing their lives. All right, I will see you here next week on Tuesday. And remember to go over to JeanetteSacks.com/newsletter. Sign up for my free newsletter to stay in the loop of things and get additional help and resources. I hope you have a great day and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hey girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, I would really appreciate it if you took a minute to head over to Fearless and Unleashed on iTunes and leave a review and subscribe to the show so you're notified when the episodes drop. Also, I'd love to connect over on social media, so head over to Instagram and say hi. You can find me at Jeanette Sacks or find the link below in the show notes. Okay, friend, go out and be fearlessly you. I'll see you soon.